USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, taking questions from reporters after giving a statement. It's the first time the former vice president has taken questions from reporters in 89 days. The vice president saying President Trump continues to make matters worse, not better.
We can't continue half wearing masks and half rejecting science. We can't continue half with a plan and half just hoping for the best.
The former vice president did not release his COVID-19 plan, but said he would be in the near future. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is condemning irresponsible leaks to news organizations. McEnany saying it's false that the president was briefed on reports that Russia placed bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney is giving a warning to Russia about any threats against U.S. forces.
America's adversaries should know, and they should have no doubt, that any targeting of U.S. forces by Russians, by anyone else, will face a very swift and deadly response.
The Wyoming Republicans' comments come as reports out there that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Earthquakes have folks on edge again on the West Coast. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Another large earthquake has rattled western Nevada, as the U.S. Geological Survey says. The magnitude 5.1 quake struck 18 miles north of the town of Mina overnight. Mina is about 4 hours northwest of Las Vegas. There are no preliminary reports of injuries or damage. Last month, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit western Nevada.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Time's running out for you to get that small business loan from a popular government program. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Billions of dollars offered by Congress as a lifeline to small businesses struggling to survive the pandemic are about to be left on the table when a key government program stops accepting applications for loans. Business owners and advocacy groups complain that the money in the Paycheck Protection Program was not fully put to work because the program created obstacles that stopped countless small businesses from even applying. Those that did seek loans, the ever-changing application process proved to be an exercise in futility. As of this weekend, the Small Business Administration had approved more than $4.7 million worth of loans worth nearly $518 billion. Small businesses that also included medical offices, dry cleaners, and manufacturers obtained money that ultimately saved jobs and eased the unemployment rate. But more than $140 billion in loan money remains unclaimed out of $695 billion allocated by Congress.
The official Twitter account of the Democratic National Committee raised a few eyebrows when they accused President Trump of glorifying white supremacy after he scheduled a 4th of July celebration at Mount Rushmore. The president set to attend a fireworks display at the iconic landmark that honors George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. After receiving backlash, the Democrats have deleted the tweet. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.